Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 11.85, up 17 and 3 quarters on the open. May, 11.90, up 15. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 11.45, up 35 and a half on the open. May, 11.57, up 32 and a half. July, 10.42, down 4 and a half. September, 10.25, down 27 and a half. July of 2009, 9.52, down 18 on the open. March corn opened at 5.21, down 12 and a quarter on the open. May, 5.41, down 6. July, 5.47, down 11 and three quarters. September, 5.44 and a half, down 13. December, 5.45, down 12 and a quarter. March of 2009, 5.55, down 11 and a quarter. May, 5.62, down 7 and a half. July, 5.65 and a half, down 7 and a half. December of 2009, 5.30, down 11 on the open. March beans opened at 14.30, down 22 on the open. May, 14.50, down 19 and a quarter. July, 14.66, down 19 and a half. August, 14.62, down 13. September, 14.35, down 5. November, 13.96, down 21. And January of 2009, 14.09, down 13 and three quarters on the open. March soybean meal opened at 362.50, down 4.40 on the open. May, 370.50, down $6. March soybean oil opened at 63, down 60 on the open. May, 63.80, down 53. March feeder cattle opened at 105, up 80 on the open. April, 108.40, up 95. February live cattle open at 92.85, up 25 on the open. April lean hogs open at 60.90, up 40 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92.75, up 25 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
See you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th for our all-day agricultural outlook meeting. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. We've got our strongest lineup ever, including nationally celebrated speakers Glenn Ring and Dan Bossi. Full details are on our website at willag.org. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting is made possible with support from the Andersons Cargill and the Archer Daniels Midland Company. Joining us now to take a look at the futures market is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
Well, I have got to wonder, based on the technical action that we saw last night and this morning, whether or not the tops are in. And typically you would say, well, maybe so, but we keep rewriting the rule book.
The rule book, I don't know, do we have a rule book anymore? The one question is, if we were to look at technical indicators and how things turned here and at the extreme tops that we are in, you would have to feel that this is a very toppy market at this point in time, Dave. But on the other hand of that, it does depend on the fund flow of money and what they feel like and what they perceive as value. We have been in an overbought condition. The last few cents up along the way has been highly driven by the Minneapolis wheat and the squeeze that went on there. March Minneapolis wheat, which of course has no limits, is down about $2.79 as we speak, $2.79 lower as we speak right now. Was up over $4 yesterday, but the corn bean down 14 to 16 cents and about the same in the beans is a little bit feeling like we are going to work on down a little bit here, at least in the near term, Dave.
But we've been there before. I mean, we had a spike down in January, for example, in the soybean market before it took off again.
You know, there's nothing to say that these funds aren't going to come back in at what they have, what we should call perceived value to them. And we keep hearing the phrase out of Chicago, but there's no weather premium in this market. What if we have bad weather? So, you know, there's going to be levels again where I think we will see some of the large funds come back in to buy. I don't think this is going to be a fall out of bed in $2 run down in the corner of the beans, but we are probably due for a day or two setback.
If not a $2 run down in corn and beans, where do you place then technical support?
Well, you know, like I say, the beans and then the May beans, they're saying that 440 is our next line of support here. Of course, our low of the day is our first line, but realistically, probably the first line of resistance is red 1440.
And in the corn?
In the corn, corn's sort of a follower. It's going to take on like that. I think that if we look at the May corn, we're probably looking more in the 24 bracket. Basically, the D's corn, we're looking at the 38 to 40 bracket.
Mm-hmm. Saw some interesting fundamental news this morning. For the first time ever, South Korea has purchased GMO corn for human consumption.
You know, that's just a very positive thing as we look out there, especially as our government highly endorses the GMO corn, along with the BYE policy as far as crop insurance goes along, Dave, because, you know, that is, with all the bushels that we're needing, talking about the acreage and the demand worldwide, that we do need to highly consider, you know, getting the genetically modified grain out there for many reasons. The production and just the efficiency of it.
Do you think that this purchase might open the floodgates in South Korea down the road?
I think that it tells us that they want corn fairly bad, that they're willing to do it to start with. And if it goes okay, it's just like anything. You know, the first bite's the hardest. Trying a new dish when you're a little kid, Grandma says I need to eat a bite of this, or the first bite's the hardest to take. So I think, you know, if we get this one taken care of and it goes okay and it didn't taste too bad, why, we've got a lot better chance they might want a little bigger helping next time around.
All right, then. Given what we talked about the highs potentially being in, particularly, I suppose, if weather is normal for planting and through the growing season, what should producers be doing today that they might, if they haven't done much of anything yet?
Well, you know, there's a couple things along the way. We're not aggressively saying sell, sell, sell by any means, but we've been advocating along the way some put protection up to a certain percentage. We're also talking about the idea that, you know, possibly today, maybe some cash sales and a call that goes along with it. The call should be a little bit cheaper today. And maybe it's a better day to buy a call than it is buy a put when the market's down. The other thing, you know, they want to be looking very carefully here at what type of insurance they're going to take and what they're looking at that way is to, you know, it's coming up here. How do they want to sell in the cash market part of their insurance guarantees? So, you know, I think that we need to be somewhere not over 50% by any means sold at this point in time, but some coverage up in the 20 to 25% level is probably very appropriate, Dave.
Have you been pricing on a day-to-day basis the average futures price for beans and corn for crop
I think,
insurance?
We're at 534 on the corn, and I'm thinking here it's 1124 to 1130 on the 13 to 40 or so on the beans, but I have to look at the bean one again. I know the corn, I just redone it, run the numbers this morning, was 534.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Bye, safe.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Mike Sola tells us a winter storm warning is in effect for much of northern Indiana through this evening. A winter weather advisory is in effect for portions of central Indiana today. A lake effect snow watch is in effect for a portion of northwestern Indiana through tomorrow afternoon, and a snow advisory is in effect for a small portion of east central Indiana until early tomorrow morning. Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City now at $12, up 32 and three quarters. July, 11.18, down 7 3/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 11.38, up 28 and a half. July, 10.24, down 22 and a half. March corn, 5.19, down 14 and a quarter, now down 13 and a quarter. May at 5.33 and a half, down 13 and a half. July, 5.45, down 13 and three quarters. December, 5.42 and a quarter, down 15. March beans, 14.41, down 11. May, 14.60, down 9 and a quarter. July, 14.73, down 12 and a half. November, 1393, down 24. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.